Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and joining me today is JB Avian. Hey, JB.
Hey, Robert.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
JB is here to talk to us about Visual Studio and Unity. So
yes.
Using Visual Studio alongside the Unity game engine.
Yes.
Which is very cool stuff.
It is. It's really exciting.
So you've been in this space for a while. Why don't you give us a little history of yourself and what you did before you came to Microsoft?
Of course. My background is actually in the open source .NET movement.
Okay.
I started contributing to Mono, the open source .NET implementation, in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
In 2007, I joined a company named Novell to work on Mono full time under Miguel de Icaza.
Yep.
And a few years later, I started this company named SyntaxTree that I founded in France. And that was dedicated to developer tools.
Okay.
And the main product that we have and that we focused on was a product named Unity VS, which was bridging Visual Studio on one side and Unity, the game creation environment and engine, on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Our company SyntaxTree has been acquired by Microsoft in the summer of 2014.
Okay.
We spent a year or so working from France, and I just relocated to the Redmond area a few months ago.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So that must have been quite a culture shock.
Yes, quite a culture shock, quite a very different environment.
Yeah.
I spent the last like 16 months working in a small office with the folks I was working on Unity VS. And now we joined the mothership.
Excellent. So just to review for people, there's the Unity engine, which is the gaming engine,
yes,
right, which is responsible for the graphics and all the physics and all that. That's basically what people see. And you spend a huge amount of your time in the Unity editor, which we see on the screen back here, doing the visuals of the game.
Yes.
And then you can script the game, C#, JavaScript. There's also a language called Boo.
Yes.
But you can script in C#, which is the part that's particularly interesting here.
To us, yes.
And then you can use MonoDevelop, which ships with Unity.
Yes.
Or you can use Visual Studio.
Yes.
Which is the exciting part.
Yes. The reasoning behind creating this product is that I think that Visual Studio is probably the best C# editor. And so what the best IDE to write C#. Unity is mainly scripted in C#. Visual Studio was a natural choice.
So if you had Visual Studio and you had Unity, then you could acquire the tools.
Yes.
But now, if you download the Unity engine, the default is that you install Visual Studio Community and the tools and everything gets wired up for you. So if you already have Visual Studio, you just go and grab the tools from the Visual Studio Gallery, I assume that's where they live?
So we have two choices. We have a great partnership going with Unity.
Mm-hmm.
As part of this partnership on Windows, since Unity 5.2, they will install Visual Studio Community for you and the tools for Unity.
Yep.
So in just one click, you get everything. If you already have Visual Studio installed, and if you want to get started writing Unity games, the easiest is just to go into Visual Studio, create a new project, like you used to, file new project, and you will find a game category. And if you don't have Unity installed, it will show up right here.
Okay.
And you simply have to double click on Install Unity, and it will download Unity, tools for
All
Unity.
Right.
You will restart Visual Studio, and you will be good to go.
Okay, cool. All right, so you're going to teach us today how to become game developers.
Yes. I'll be mainly focusing on providing a small introduction to Unity, to the editor, what it looks like, what it does, and its interaction with Visual Studio. We'll be mainly focusing on the interaction between Unity and Visual Studio.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is that we have a colleague, Stacy, that would like to come and actually provide like a tutorial to get started. Like build your Unity game from start.
Cool. All right.
So this is what they call the Unity editor. Inside the Unity editor, your game is running.
Mm-hmm.
It's powered by the Unity engine. And this is where Unity developers spend the most of their time. They create their scene visually, they put things together, and only when they want to script their object in their game, they're going to open Visual Studio. So I'm going to show, so this is the project that comes with Unity. It's a simple project, and it has a bunch of different scenes. Like this is a 2D game. Unity, you can acquire Unity at unity3d.com. So it can be confusing, but Unity is also very good at doing 2D games. And a lot of people are using it this way.
Right.
Because it turns out that 2D works very well in 3D if you just omit one direction, one dimension. So you can create small 2D games like that. Or you can also create, what do we have here? Full 3D games. Like a game where, so this is part of the sample. You just have to download Unity, choose to download the sample project, open it, and see how things are put together.
Okay.
All right. So this is a Unity editor. On the left, you have the hierarchy of your scene. This is a view of your scene into which you could you can navigate. This is a view of your game based on the camera that you selected for your game. This is your project explorer, where in Unity everything is file-based, right? You have one folder, it's your project, and you drop your script, your 3D models, your sounds, and you work from that. There's no notion of a solution or a project file as far as Unity is concerned.
And you can acquire things like these airplanes from the Unity store. Sometimes they're free, sometimes you might pay for
That's a great thing.
If you're like, an amazing, great designer, you could build it yourself.
But, yes, if you're a great designer, you can do them yourself.
Being a C# developer, I'm more likely going to go buy things like cars and trees and houses.
I'm a compiler geek, so I have no taste for UI. And this is one of the great things that Unity provides. They have their asset store. Where you have, where you can purchase or get for free scripts, 3D models, sounds, and it's it's really, really nice for people that don't know how to do that or that just want to start with the mechanics of their game and don't care right now about the artistic part.
I mean, if you're going to do this as a real, you know, as a great game that you're going to charge people for and you're going to put it in the store, at some point you want to think about your graphics, whether they're you know, first-class 3D graphics or just silly little stick figures, right? You'd want to give some thought to that.
But
for getting started, you can just absolutely take the stuff that they provide, either through the samples or free in the store.
Exactly. Unity ships with a bunch of assets that you can use in your package from everything from vehicles to script for the camera or to deal with input in your game. The best way to get started and learn how to do different kind of games is to go to unity3d.com. They have a huge section of tutorials where you can learn how to build like a 3D shooter, 2D platform games, puzzle game. It's pretty sweet.
A really good collection of tutorials that walk you through, you know, creating creating the games, using characters. You know, there's an awful lot of properties in there, and you know, there's they can be confusing because it, you know, it's dealing with things like physics and stuff that we're not necessarily used to, you know, writing C# code.
Talking about C# code, so what I'm going to show, for instance, is a script, how things work. I did a little script this morning, So in the hierarchy, I select the aircraft, which is an entity that encompasses everything about the aircraft. It has a set of position, it has a rigid body, it's a solid thing in your game. And it has different scripts. One thing that I did this morning before the show is that I added a small script called Gun with a very simple piece of code to show how quickly you can get started. So just to show you what it does first, what I did is that if you click When you're flying, it will simply shoot a sphere out of the plane. Oh, sorry about that. And one of the nice things about Unity is that everything is interactive. So when you do a change, Unity will pick it up for you, either in your asset or in your script, and it will show it live, which is a very nice way to iterate on your game. So if I click, I don't know if you see it, but I'm shooting spheres. So how does that work? On the aircraft, I simply attached a script to it named Gun. You can attach multiple script to an object. Like you can have a character with a script for to manage its health, like if it's hurt or and if it's under zero, it dies.
Okay.
You can add a script to manage its position or how it is controlled. So you have a very modular way of doing things. And this is how I implemented shooting spheres. So update is a special function in when you program with Unity. When you create a script with Unity, you have to create a class that extends a Unity type named mono behavior. Because, and this comes from history, Unity is running on top of Mono.
Right.
You can write C sharp, but it's the Mono virtual machine inside Unity. It's not .NET.
Right.
And what it does is that when you have this update function attached to a script, which itself is attached to something in your game, like in this case, the aircraft, the engine will see it and will recognize based on the name of the function. And because it is update, this piece of code will be called on every frame by Unity.
Ah, okay.
All right, so it's really simple. The only thing is that it does is that if we trigger the fire action, which is in the input manager is simply tied to left click for me, I create a primitive sphere. I say that it has a rigid body, so it has physics in the game.
Okay.
I put it on the position of the plane itself because I attached it to the aircraft.
Okay.
I get the current velocity of the plane, and I'm adding a force that I multiply by a constant to this velocity to shoot the sphere.
So like current RB is the rigid body to whatever this script is attached to, which is the airplane.
Yes, in this case, the airplane. So we're getting its velocity, we're multiplying it, and we're simply applying a force on the bullet, which will propel.
And so you could potentially create left gun, right gun, one that shoots bullets, one that fires missiles.
Yes.
And then each of those would have a rigid body, so you could write this script to determine if somebody left-clicked for the left gun, right-clicked for the right gun. That's how you would do it.
Yes, and you can you can even imagine doing it with like a console pad, detecting that, or detecting if it, like
or
a press,
voice.
Like on your phone.
Right, you can do voice.
Yeah, you could, like on some phones that recognize voice, like you could, like on, if you export your game for Windows 10, like you can implement it when you yell shoot, like it will shoot.
Yeah. I think I like to, when I write the game that I'm probably never going to write, but when I write it, it will be totally voice activated.
Control?
Yeah. None of this tapping, you know, it'll be it'll be a game where you're driving in a car and you're trying to hit some things and avoid some other things. So it'll be left, faster, slower, and you'll just be shouting at the game. And the game will probably shout back at you.
That's a good concept. You should work on it at night.
Yeah, I'll just put
and make a huge success on all the stores.
Yeah.
Because that's a nice thing about Unity. Let me show you. So as I was saying, you do the bulk of your work inside the Unity editor. You can create different scenes, put them together, and when you're satisfied with your game and that you want to test it on the platform that you want to build your game for, you just say File, Build Settings, and in this window you select the scenes that you want to export in your game, and you choose which platform do you want to target.
Okay.
So that's one of the really nice things about Unity, that it supports all the major platforms, for mobiles, for desktops, or even for consoles.
Mm-hmm. Will eventually, they've announced, will eventually support HoloLens.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And I was talking with the HoloLens team, and apparently Unity will play a significant role in the HoloLens developer story. You will be able to use HoloLens, Unity to write HoloLens holographic application.
Excellent.
So that's going to be pretty cool. And I'm sure they'll be talking more about that at Build pretty soon. So how it works is that you simply say Build. It will compile everything for you. Let me show you. So I exported.
If you want to target multiple platforms, you have to build it one at a time?
Yes.
Okay.
They have cloud services where you can build for multiple platforms, but that's part of their cloud offering, which is paid for. So this is a game that I exported for Windows with the default menu to select the resolution. And that's the game exported for Windows with the 2D characters that I was demonstrating. I can select the scene, vehicles. Let's take a car this time. So yeah, that's part of the Unity sample project. And it has really a variety of scenes that you can try with different models and types of game that you can use to get inspired to write your own game.
Cool.
All right.
So in addition to writing the scripts in Visual Studio, you can certainly debug, right?
Yes, that's one of the main things that we're bringing to the table. Using the renowned Visual Studio Debugger that we're complementing with an engine that can talk to Unity. This way, debugging is as simple as putting your breakpoints whenever, wherever you want to debug, and pressing F5 or attaching to Unity will attach the debugger to Unity. And as soon as you trigger the breakpoint in Unity, so this is when I will press a left click to shoot a bullet. Here I am.
Yeah, there we go.
I mean, so Visual Studio Debugger, so everything works the way you're used to. You have your call stack. You have your local variables. You can dive into them. Obviously, you can step.
So does it support everything, edit and continue, and stuff like that? I mean, there are probably some things that that Unity doesn't quite understand, right?
Yes. So as I was saying, it's mono running inside Unity. And it's not the full .NET CLR. So there are some features that are not working in the versions of Mono that Unity uses. Edit and continue is a missing feature. Or some simple stuff, like you cannot move the execution pointer.
And it's not, is it or is it not built on Roslyn at this point? So
this is not, we are relying on Roslyn to provide IntelliSense code navigation. We're simply building on top of the C# project system.
Okay.
But because it's not the CLR running, it's our own expression evaluation mechanism in our own debugger engine.
So you're not necessarily going to get the light bulbs that show up to give you help?
No.
And what version of C# is it?
So it's...
5?
No, yeah. Sadly, no.
Previous version? Okay.
Yeah, it's the mono version that Unity uses is a profile based on .NET 3.5.
Okay.
Roughly. So it has link, expression trees.
Okay.
That kind of stuff. Even though link and expression trees you can run into issues on platforms that are pre-compiled, like iOS. So things that are heavy on generics are not necessarily compatible when you need to pre-compile them. And the C-sharp version itself is close to C-sharp 4.
Okay.
Like you have all the things from C-sharp 3, including link,
yep.
and you have named arguments from C-sharp 4.
Okay.
And because you're on .NET 3.5, you do not have dynamic, which require runtime support from .NET 4.
Okay. All right. So that's a good thing to keep in mind.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's something that the Unity folks are aware.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are asking to get all the new nice things from C-sharp 6.
Yeah.
And I know that they're working hard on providing a solution to that problem.
Okay.
All
okay,
right.
Fair enough.
So this is debugging. As you've seen, it's really simple. In Visual Studio, you just press F5 to attach the debugger to Unity.
Mm-hmm.
You just put your breakpoint, you hit them, and you see them,
yep.
the logic of your game. You can dive into your locals, everything.
And you can, obviously, since you're in Visual Studio, you can put all these scripts in source control and
yes.
do that from inside Visual Studio.
For the scripts, yes.
Yes.
We know people that are using Visual Studio Team Services
mm-hmm.
To store their game entirely,
right?
Or that are using Git.
Yeah. And of course,
so
unit testing, and I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
No. Oh.
Yes, like you can do unit testing, but currently we haven't tied the way you can run tests with Visual Studio
okay.
with running tests inside Unity. So that's something that we're thinking about
okay.
For the future. Provide
all right,
a
cool.
better way to. Run your test
mm-hmm.
because you need to have Unity running to run Unity code, right?
Yeah.
It's not like a framework. It's not self-contained.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we would need to have a communication between the Visual Studio test runner and Unity.
Yeah.
And that's something that we're thinking about.
Okay.
Do you see a window that you don't recognize from Visual Studio?
The Unity Project Explorer.
Yes, that's something that's one of the features that is specific. To Unity developers and that come from the Visual Studio tools for Unity.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I was saying in the beginning, in Unity, this is your project. All right, oh, that's the console. So this is your project.
Right.
It's just a folder with blessed name, like assets, which tell to Unity that this is a root of all the assets in your game.
Mm-hmm.
And you have folder with special names like editor. And what Unity does internally is that they have their own compilation pipeline with a custom order into which they compile scripts.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, you have the ability to write code for your game, which will be compiled first. But you could also write scripts for the Unity editor itself.
Mm.
It's completely extensible. And a lot of people are writing like custom windows for their own domain-specific things in the game. For instance, they have a solution where you can create trees,
mm-hmm.
and they will provide windows for Unity where you can customize the tree before adding it to your game.
Ah, cool.
And that's compiled at a different order. So the way we implement that is by generating solution files.
Mm-hmm.
But, like editor, as I was saying, this code runs in the context of the editor. It's not running when you export your game on a device. But it's compiled at a later stage. And all of them are pointing to the same assets folder, which can be confusing when you start looking in the traditional Solution Explorer
mm-hmm.
And that you find a particular script. So one thing that we're doing is that you can say view Unity Project Explorer. That will give you this window, which gives you the same view of your project in Unity and in Visual Studio, which
okay.
makes it a lot easier to create your script. So that's the current implementation. And in the future, we're thinking about ways to get the Unity Project Explorer or the view of your project that you have from Unity
mm-hmm.
in the Solution Explorer directly
that
people are familiar with so that they don't have to learn that there's a new window that they can use.
Okay.
So that's something that we're working on.
Okay, that's interesting.
Another feature that is specific to Unity developers. As I was saying, update is a special method, and the problem is that it's not declared in a base class. You have to remember its name all the time and its signature. So we're providing wizards like implement mono behavior, and that will give you the list of the Unity messages that Unity recognize,
okay.
Like start, which is called once at the beginning of the game, to give you an opportunity to initialize your script, and we'll create it for you.
Okay, cool.
This way you don't have to remember all the time, like, oh, it's worded. Like there's one, like on GUI, that I always mistype if I don't use it. Because GUI is in, it's in uppercase. Like you can filter, you see?
Oh, okay.
Like I always write with a lowercase U and I, and I, and it won't be called.
Right, of course.
So there's that. Another thing that we're doing is Unity has its own documentation. It's not part of the MSDN. It's not something that Visual Studio natively understands.
Right.
So we're adding the documentation directly to Visual Studio.
Ah,
so I selected Rigid Body.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Okay.
Like you go to help Unity documentation, and we will search either locally in your in the documentation that Unity installed, and if we don't find it, we're going to look for it in the Unity documentation online.
So you don't press F1.
You don't press F1 because that would trigger the MSDN documentation, and we don't want to step over it because it's C# and .NET. Right.
Yeah,
you still want to have the documentation for the BCL. But on top of that, you also want to have the documentation for Unity.
Okay. Very cool.
And in our case, having the documentation for the rigid body.
Cool.
All right. So yes, that's what we're doing.
All right. So let's just get back to the idea of getting started doing this.
Yes.
We talked about the tutorials on the Unity site.
Yes.
You would recommend that's the best place for somebody to go and learn how to start using the Unity engine to build games.
Yes.
And then in terms of the scripting, it's just like anything else. You got to understand what the objects are, what are the properties, events and methods, right?
Yes.
They're just classes.
Yes.
Every object is a class.
Yes. The nice thing is that you'll get IntelliSense, a good IntelliSense in Visual Studio that will help you get a sense of the API. We're also taking the documentation that I've shown and injecting it into the IntelliSense. So when you start invoking a method, it will tell you, it will give you the documentation for the method, which is a really good way to prototype and learn about the API.
Right. Cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
And it's all free.
And it's free.
The engine's free. The tools are free. At some point, you have to pay them, but it's only after you start earning more money than most of us would ever hope to earn from gaming. So if you
from a game, I think it's $100,000.
$100,000 or something like that. Yeah. So the
of revenue, which is a good problem to have.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Well, if I'm making $100,000 off a game, I'll gladly pay them.
I know. It's
but to just learn it, you can totally do it.
You can get Unity for free.
Studio.
You have pretty much all the features that are in Unity Pro, except maybe the cloud stuff that I mentioned earlier.
Okay. Yep.
But in terms of the engine, the only thing it will force on you is a Unity splash screen that you can get rid of by buying Unity Pro.
Right.
So that people know that the game has been developed with Unity free.
Okay.
It will chain install Visual Studio Community, which is free also, if you're not making a lot of money.
Yeah. And then if you already have Enterprise or Pro, then you just install engine and just uncheck community or just leave it because it won't overwrite your Pro.
No, it won't.
It will just
prompt you to install the tools for Unity and you'll be good to go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This is great. Great stuff.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Robert.
All right. Hope you enjoyed that. And if you do start building games, let us know. I'd love to have the time to do more.
I know. Like
all
that's one of the frustrating things, working so much with Unity.
Yeah.
I actually know people that were working at Unity and that left to write games because Like they wanted to write games.
It's fun. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yes.
All right. We'll see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.